In this bulletin, restrictions reinstated in Victoria after a hotel quarantine worker tests positive to COVID-19. Dangerous conditions for firefighters battling an out-of-control blaze in Western Australia. And in sport, Olympic officials outline strict guidelines for the upcoming Tokyo Games. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A hotel quarantine worker has tested positive for COVID-19 in Victoria, causing the state government to reintroduce tighter restrictions. The 26-year-old man from Noble Park had been working as a resident support officer as part of the Australian Open quarantine program. He returned a negative result at the end of his last shift at the Grand Hyatt on the 29th of January, testing positive after developing symptoms days later. The new restrictions include indoor gathering limits being capped at 15 and the reintroduction of mandatory mask use in indoor settings, while the 75% return to work plan that was scheduled for Monday will be paused. Premier Daniel Andrews is urging Victorians to remain calm and to get tested. In Western Australia, bushfire emergency has intensified with a change of wind pushing flames towards more houses. More than 70 homes have been destroyed northeast of Perth, and it's feared that number will rise. The Wooraloo fire has now burnt across 10,000 hectares of land. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Deputy Commissioner Craig Waters says conditions are making it very difficult to control.
We've seen spotting activity 3.5 kilometres ahead of the main head fire. So we just want to make sure that the community is well prepared and they're fully up to date with the current warnings. I think the location of the fire burning uphill is extremely challenging for our firefighters. They're fatigued. They've been out there for days on days now. The cooler changes coming into the rest of the week should assist.
The federal government is offering one-off payments to affected property owners of $1,000 per adult and $400 per child through its disaster recovery program. In overseas news, Myanmar police have filed charges against detained democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi for illegally importing communications equipment. Officials say she will be detained until at least the 15th of February after walkie-talkie radios were found in a search of her home. Offices of Ms. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party have been raided as part of alleged election fraud investigations. The COVAX vaccine sharing facility says it's allocated at least 330 million doses for poorer countries and will aim to deliver those and many millions more in the first half of 2021. The allocation includes 240 million doses of the Oxford University COVID-19 vaccine made by the Serum Institute of India, an additional 96 million doses of the same shot made by AstraZeneca, plus 1.2 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine. COVAX says that's enough to immunise nearly 169 million people with two shots, or about 3% of the population, in the 145 countries taking part in the initial round. Deputy Chief Executive of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, Frederick Christensen, says the announcement marks a critical moment for COVAX.
With these allocations announced today, we are on the path to really start balancing out a global map, which so far has shown, you know, how many lower income countries are yet to start vaccinating a single person, while other wealthier countries plow ahead towards mass vaccination.
To sport, and the International Olympic Committee has released the first of its coronavirus guidelines for participants. The new regulations mean all athletes and officials must be tested upon arrival and will be required to prove a negative test taken within 72 hours of departure. They will also be tested at least every 4 days during the Games, while spectators will be banned from singing and chanting to help minimise the chance of infection. The Olympic Games Executive Director Christoph Duby says the new rules will help ensure the event is COVID safe.
Those playbooks are designed to be followed. The rules are really simple for everyone to be safe, and it's in the interest of everyone to be safe. So we don't anticipate too many cases of breaches. However, if they do happen, let's be sure that there will be a procedure in place. If push comes to shove, we have to activate a disciplinary commission, then it will be done.
The overall number of spectators permitted and whether travellers from outside Japan will be allowed to watch the games will be announced in the next couple of weeks. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. Sunny and 30 degrees in Perth. Showers developing in Adelaide, a top of 28 for you. Becoming cloudy in Melbourne, 30 degrees. In Hobart, showers about 25. A shower or two, 29 in Canberra. In Wollongong, mostly sunny and 25 degrees. In Sydney, much the same, 29. In Newcastle, fine weather, 30 degrees. 30 degrees also for Brisbane, with a shower or two about. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 31, and much the same for Darwin, 31 there as well with showers and a possible storm. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.